Sister Carolyn Gornik-Kupkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
As I compose this podcast, I am filled with sheer joy because I am on a path forward. This past 1.5 years have been over full with family matters. In 2025, I directed scads of people who helped to empty the belongings in the house that my brother Paul built almost 65 years ago. He left that home on his 89th birthday in an ambulance, never to return. Oh, he lived for another year and a half, but in places that offered assisted living and then skilled care. And now I give thanks again and again. I thank each person for extending their gifts, however diverse their gifts are. It took almost 10 months to complete this emptying task. It was somewhat of a miracle how folks came together just when their assistance was so badly needed. No one held back what she or he could do. Why hold back when through kindness you can offer yourself in very big or small ways? So now I will not hold back to show my appreciation for another person's time, effort, and the offering of their gifts. And in doing so, I most likely will receive the benefits of my thankfulness. That is the wonder of relationships. When you give, you will receive. Now, looking back to the experiences of 2025 is a good example of how life evolves. How life evolves appears at times to be so subtle, yet leaves a powerful imprint. And I must admit, at times, to be unaware of the changes that occur when life evolves. Why is that? Well, perhaps being open to each present moment is not where I'm at. Perhaps I simply do not recognize what is right in front of me or right within me. Life evolves. My two favorite words these last 16 months. Why is that? Well, my brother Paul was quite a generous man. He willed his home to our Benedictine community, and our nephew and his wife purchased the home from the sisters. Now, the sale of the home evolved, but that story is too long for this podcast. One of the most crucial events that evolved began February 5, 2025. And this significant event ended on the 6th of May, the next year in 2026. Those were the last months of Paul's life when he was in assisted living and then in a skilled care facility. I was 86 years of age during the last part of my older brother's life, and yet it was the sheer joy that grew within me as the last part of Paul's life evolved. Why is that? Well, initially, his first couple of months were spent in a local hospital, followed by residency in a physical therapy-type establishment. And from there, Paul was moved to an assisted living facility. His stay there lasted several months, but the inevitable decline began, and he was moved to the skilled care home. For me, the joy started when he began to settle in there. It seemed too good to be true. Paul continued with four different women who had cared for him over the years in his own home. They interacted so well with those who were connected to the skilled care unit that we all became friends, united in offering good care for my brother Paul. So many experiences, so many memories. One in particular, an image carved in my heart forever. But before the story, I must tell you what preceded it. So much struggle became evident, often shouting out for help and curling the fingers of his left hand inward, tight, really tight. So much so that no one seemed able to pull those fingers apart. I began to speak of dying, of letting go of this life. Why is that? Well, because he would call out to his wife, to our mother. He heard them. So I invited him to respond to them by following them, telling Paul that they were fully within the God who also resides within us, each of us, assuring him that God is leading him to the fullness of glory forever in heaven. I spoke of dying. I think it was three different times that I spoke in this manner. The last day I spent with my brother, I held his right hand in my right hand, as usual. We became so still and stayed that way for a long while. And then, ever so slowly, I saw Paul's left hand begin to uncurl and move quietly to take hold of my left hand. And there we sat, holding both hands of the other person, silent, still, witnessing a miracle. It was the following day that I was called to witness his passing. It was only the next day that it dawned on me then that he was finally letting go. His hand, his left hand, curled so tight, now told the story that he followed the Spirit. He let go and he died. The fullness of God is now Paul's and will be mine in future days. Until then, I am appreciating the joy that is possible on earth. Yes, Paul's spirit remains with me, as does sheer joy.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.